Hello, this is the Busy Mom's Guide to Meditation, and I am your host, Molly Rodriguez, with Elemental Healing Meditations. We are jumping into the element of air today. So, if you've ever thought about air, maybe that's the wind, maybe that's your breath, maybe you got a little too gassy after dinner last night. Who knows? But that is all representations of the air element. We will be focusing mostly on the breath. And what does that mean when you interact with other people? It is your speech. You can't speak without air. You can't speak without the breath. But it's also in listening, because it is the communication between two people or between you and a group of people. And it is in that communication that you forge the connections, that you are understood, that you are seen by your group of friends, your community. And as you communicate with them, as you speak, as you use your breath, your voice, that air element, you gain deeper understanding. You are able to see others, to understand them. And that is amazing. I love it. Anyway. But with the air, it can fan the flames. So air is supportive. Air is food. We need air. If you did not have your breath, you couldn't survive. Plants need fresh air to grow. We need fresh air to grow. It is one of those elements that is invisible and is easy to forget. But it is so important. And with air, it's your speech, but it's also your thoughts. It's how you speak to yourself. So when you're connecting with air, when you're helping your children connect to air, it's in how you speak to others, but how you speak to yourself as well. And how you think about others. You know, there's so many people that are nice to your face and then turn around and are rude. They talk about others behind their backs. And that is an imbalance in the air element. So in connecting with air, in meditating with air, I want you to bring it into the breath. Stay present with your breath. Pay attention to the qualities of your breath. And then we'll go in to your thoughts. And we'll do this today together. So sorry if you can hear that airplane. We are quite close to the airport and they fly over us all day on the wind. Sorry, had to. Getting back to what I was saying. In meditation, it is breath work. It is looking at your thoughts, looking at your inner speech about yourself, to yourself, how you perceive others, situations, and remembering that it is all you. How you see others, how you perceive them, how you understand situations. It's not always the truth. Truth is relative. You are seeing everything from your perspective. And the person next to you would see, perceive, and understand things maybe similar to you, but it's never exactly the same. So give yourself grace this week, because this is a difficult one. At least it is for me. And it's one that I have done a lot of work connecting to and understanding and trying to connect with so that I can be better with my speech, with my word choices, but also as a listener. And, you know, healing the way I talk to myself, healing the way I think about how I'm perceived. And it is all air. It moves and it changes because from one day to the next, you are not the same person. You are new. Because every experience that you have, however small, affects the way you think, you perceive, and you understand. It's pretty amazing to think about. So in help your children to understand that their thoughts, their understandings, and how they speak to others, to themselves, about others, is all a reflection of their own inner landscape. It's a reflection of where they are at and what they are dealing with. For young kids, that might be a little hard to wrap the head around, so we just work on deep breaths. I know you've heard me say that once or twice, is just like begin with the deep breaths for the little ones. It is their biggest tool. It helps with pain management. It helps to relax. It helps to go to sleep. It helps with focus and attention. And it helps with so much. And the younger the child, the less they are truly able to regulate their own nervous system. So by helping them breathe slow and deep, you are helping them to create a healthy nervous system. So even if it's just a couple deep breaths before bedtime, it is important and it's helping them and it is keeping them healthy. So don't think it's all for nothing. If they're not getting it right away, it's still worth trying because over time they will get it. They will start doing it with you. I have 3 kids. I've done this once or twice. I promise I know what I'm talking about. And I promise they will get it. I also want to say it is important to practice when they're calm, because when they're in the moment, when they're angry, when they're overly excited, when they're fighting to sleep, when they're in pain, and they can't talk to you because they're crying so much or they have so much emotion, they just can't get the words out. Being able to breathe will help, and them having practiced while calm helps them to be able to do it in the moment. And that helps them to be able to talk to you and tell you what is going on. So, at least that's my experience. So, don't take my word for it. Practice it in your household and let me know how it goes. I promise you won't be disappointed. But without further ado, I would love to do a breathwork practice with you. And this is going to be super easy. Just stay present with the breath. Tell yourself something that can help keep you in that, whether you're going in, out, in, out, or, you know, so, that is a mantra that represents the inhale and exhale. Let's see, you could also use your name. Inhale on your first name, exhale on your last name. You can use your kids' names. You can do whatever you want, anything that helps you connect to the inhale, exhale rhythm and keeps you in the present moment as you are breathing. So close your eyes, get comfortable. I promise this won't be a long one, but you can stay in it as long as you would like. Take a deep breath in and out. And continue telling yourself to breathe. And if you need to sigh on the exhale, you may do that too. Help relax your vocal cords, relax your throat. Allow any messages or downloads to cross your brain. Pay attention to them, listen to them. But don't forget to breathe. Stay with the breath. Inhale. Exhale. When you're ready, wiggle your fingers and your toes. Come back into your body if you went anywhere. And open your eyes when you're ready. That being said, you can stay in this meditation for as long as you'd like. I know personally this one feels really good to me. Do you ever just come out of a meditation and you just sit there for a minute, like just enjoying the feel of your body afterwards? That's where I'm at right now. Feels good. I hope you feel a little more clear. A little more present, a little more connected to your breath. And I hope you have an amazing day. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on the Elemental Healing Meditations Facebook or send me an email, mollymrodriguez@gmail.com. That's mollymrodriguez@gmail.com. And I will catch you all next week when we talk about fire.